And it's been, hey, chat room, it's been an hour. It's been an hour.
There's no contract here.
Yeah, we're working on spec.
This is all bonus.
Yeah.
It's all gravy.
I barely stop myself from having my introduction line. This is bullshit.
Maybe I'll
edit
that.
I don't know what's going on.
Oh my god.
Someone had a good one in the chat room that's got me thinking. Lena Dunham's Star Wars.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It's like they're at the academy and they're training.
Yeah.
Oh, for
Jason
God's
likes
sake.
Those high school. He likes those.
No,
high school
God in heaven, we'll yep. get it in space.
Lena Dunham to direct.
Yep, I'm there. I'll take that. I actually have like 5 episodes of Girls on my DVR, so I should probably watch those first.
You should watch those all. Yeah. She is a talented little
foul-mouthed person, but very talented.
Not foul.
Not fine. She's. I thought that was a really good show. All right.
He's a good writer.
I forgot to mention Edgar Wright. I was going to throw him in.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Huge Star Wars fan. Maybe. Well, we'll see.
You screwed it up. We got to do it all over.
All right. Let's go. All right. I'm ready this time. Recording.
No.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, no. There's a guy in an accent.
Yeah, that's it. Red's gone. She's been killed by the axe murderer.
Oh, hey, will Simon Pegg be in the new Star Wars movies? It seems
then we have crossover.
No, I think there's like you can't have the people who have touched the directors or the writers or anyone else who has touched Star Trek. But I think Simon Pegg, like the Doctor,
Simon Pegg's
is,
been in Doctor Who too, so he needs to be in all franchises.
I'm pretty sure there is at least a couple points of crossover between Star Trek and Star Wars, but I have to double check because I'm trying to remember. But I think it exists
in actors, yeah, because they're all those English, all those English actors are all in Doctor Who too and Star Wars. So the titles, although When You Wish Upon a Star Wars is pretty good. The other title suggestions, Sandbox of Terror and Destruction. I don't even remember that.
Sometimes they just make things up in there. You know?
Search Your Feelings, etc. I remember that. Force Ghosts of Christmas Past. Okay. A Monkey Paw Story. That's pretty good. 2021, The Boba Fett Movie. We've already hit rock bottom. Capital N, capital O. Thanks,
that makes it sound like we were all down on it, but it's the opposite. We weren't.
That's when my brain exploded. I can't believe I'm saying this. Put George Lucas back in the vault. Star Trek is the doomsday scenario. I appreciate that somebody actually voted for me saying Daredevil. It's a trap, of course.
Nobody voted for Daredevil, that because ever.
People who don't read comic books never saw that movie.
No, well, that's
wisely.
They're smart. They're
a pretty bad
people.
Movie.
You know what that movie is most notable for?
Jennifer Garner.
It introduced Ben Affleck to Jennifer Garner, and now they're married and
it's
have
like,
babies.
It's the temple of doom.
The world is going to end because of that. You know the other thing that occurred to me. Joel Mathis and I were talking about doing a column on this. We're not going to, but we had a brief giddy moment where we were talking about this. And one thing we didn't talk about at all here is how now that Star Wars is going to be in the Disney family, you realize, of course, that Luke Skywalker and all the rest of them will never be, or they'll be copyrighted for the next 555 years.
Yeah, I heard that too. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Because Disney leads the way.
Disney makes the laws.
Yes, Disney does make the
laws. That's how our country works.
We have copyright laws,
we have rock songs. Well, you see, in America, Disney Corporation decides how long our copyright terms last. And when their properties run out, they pay more money and they extend.
And they do. That's how it works.
That's how a bill becomes a law.
Yeah.
Also, since Jason, you mentioned Ben Affleck, I would actually throw him in as a Star Wars director. He's made some really good movies.
It's true.
He's not a guy. He doesn't have to be in it.
Doesn't have to be.
Just
in it.
Be in it.
He should.
But behind
should
the camera,
yeah.
Behind the camera, he's actually pretty good.
I think he's good at the movies he makes. I'm not sure he would. I'd have to see him do something involving fantasy or sci-fi because all his movies are very real and like rooted. You know.
Well, there's a whole bunch of Star Wars references in Argo, though.
Yeah, granted, but that's another like based on a true story or with real people. I think he does a good job in his movies, but I want to see him do a more fantasy fiction based thing before I'd give him the nod. Like, because at least like Fincher has done, you know, like Fight Club is, it's not fantasy, but it's hyper reality, you know.
Fincher is the wrong guy for this. It's just not right. I mean, I like Fincher, he's not the right guy for this.
He's very competent, but depending on the movie, it depends on the movie. Like he could do.
He lacks a little bit. He lacks the heart, I think, is what it is. Like, there is heart in.
He could do the Boba Fett story, though. Like that's like more like, you know, like organized crime and, you know.
No, Martin Scorsese has to do the Boba Fett movie.
It's too old. Too old. Is it age cut off?
Was Irvin Kershner too old?
No, but that was a different time.
He's dead, Jason.
He's too old now.
Coming back.
But he
was
young.
He was younger back then, you know.
Well, weren't we all
younger back then?
He's younger than that now. All right, I'm going to turn off the thing now. Thank you, everybody, on the thing. Thank you, 5x5, and I now return the control of this podcast to Dan Benjamin. Goodbye, and we're off.
5x5 at the movie.
My power's back on.
That ought to hold the little bastard.
It's a Star Wars miracle.
It's a Star Wars holiday miracle. It's a life day miracle.
Life day miracle. Yes.
Oh God.
I don't know. Star Wars. I have such a complicated relationship with Star Wars now.
As do we all.
Star Wars was responsible for my first published
piece of published prose anywhere. I wrote a piece on Star Wars that was in the Boston Globe.
Wasn't it a letter to the editor?
Right. No, it was not a letter to the editor. It was an article about this, you know, about being a Star Wars fan when Revenge of the Sith came out.
On the
front page of the movie section, right next to the Revenge of the Sith review.
Wow.
That was my first published thing.
Young people.
Wow.
Oh, I mean, my first published thing. I had a whole career before that.
That's funny. I saw that movie in Boston, actually.
I mean, John, I was also
right before Macworld Expo.
I mean.
Yeah.
Here's another title for this. Who the hell writes this crap?
I'm going to go with Dan's title.
That I made to...
I'm going to go with Dan's title. This is bullshit.
I didn't even suggest that, but I would take it.
Yeah.
That was my remark after hearing the hold me like you did on Naboo line.
Yeah.
On opening day of that fucking thing. And, you know, wanting to kill myself in the multiplex.
No!
What's your guess? I think my friend Patrick on Twitter suggested Darren Aronofsky. I said, we could get Natalie Portman back. This time she'd actually have a role worth doing.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Before episode 7, we should finally do the prequels.
Okay. That's we got a milestone. Between now and 2015, we got to talk about the prequels.
What are we doing about the prequels?
We got to watch them.
How we watch them?
Yeah. No, I'm out. I'm out.
We don't have to watch them so much. Like I think the more I've thought about it, the more I feel like I have stuff to say about it that isn't just a rehash of like the Red Letter Media, you know, telling you why this is a terrible movie. Or
I haven't,
or
maybe, you know,
at least different angles on it.
I haven't seen 2 or 3 since I saw them the one time in the theater. So
yeah,
that's
you're not
what we should do. We should just do it based on the Lego video game.
Yes.
Oh,
my kids!
That I could do.
Criticize those games, but you know.
Yeah. All right, I gotta go. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye.
Good night.
Bye.